she's never had pigs.
Uh-huh. Never had pigs. Uh-huh.
She would be a sow.
She'd be a sheep.
Uh-huh. What about guilt?
A gill, huh? Yeah, that's what she'd be. A gill.
Uh-huh. And the male?
It would be a little male, wouldn't it?
Any other name for him?
Shoot.
Well, the grown male.
Grown male. Well, he's he's a male hog.
Uh-huh. What about boar?
Boar? Yeah, boar hog, yeah, that's right. Uh-huh.
Was that word nice to use?
Well, they didn't use it so much. They would say bohawk if they was going to hunker. And mostly when they was getting the meat of it, that's when I heard most of it.
Mm-hmm.
The name of it was when, you know, somebody would kill a hog or something, or 40 of them often, mm-hmm. and it'd be strong, and they called it. They said it's from a bohawk. That mm-hmm. was a bohawk.
And things that a hog has on its back. The stiff hairs.
Bristles, I think.
Mm-hmm. And the big teeth.
Tush.
Okay. And the thing that you put the food in for the hog.
Trough.
And if you had three or four of those, you'd say I have three or four.
Trough.
Do you have any names for a hog that's grown up wild?
Wild, that's what they call it.
Okay. And say if you had some horses and mules and cows and so forth, they were getting hungry. You'd say you'd have to
feed them.
Feed the
stock.
Uh-huh. What if you're talking about hens and turkeys and geese?
We have to feed the chicken.
Uh-huh.
We call them all chickens and feed them all together.
Uh-huh. What about them? If it was time to feed, you'd say it was
time to feed the fowl.
Would you say, call that fodder time or chore time or feeding time?
Feeding time.
Uh-huh. And a hen on a nest of eggs is called a...
She's a setting hen.
And the place where you keep hens?
Hen house.
Okay, what about the little place for the mother and
hoops?
What's that?
Hen coop. Chicken coop.
Uh-huh. And when you're eating chicken, the bone...
Pulley bone.
Okay. Any stories about that?
Yeah, the pulley bone. One break the pulley bone, gonna get married.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
did you want the long end or the short end?
So whichever got the long end is gonna get married, wasn't it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And the noise that a calf makes when it's being weaned. Say the calf began to...
The bleat.
Okay. What about the noise that a cow makes?
Low.
Okay. What about the loud noise when she wants her calf?
Mm-hmm. The cow lowing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And the noise that a horse makes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What did you say the horse? Nickling, I think it is.
Okay.
Nickling.
And before you hitch your horse to a wagon, you say you have to, before you hitch him up, you have to...
Put his gear on.
Or another word for that, you have to harp.
What is it? You have to harness it.
Okay.
Harness him up.
When you're driving a horse,
hold the reins.
Uh-huh. What about when you're plowing?
Hold the reins, too.
Okay. And when you're riding on it?
Yeah, hold the reins, too.
And your feet are in the...
trough.
Or your feet.
Oh, your feet in the stirrups.
Uh-huh. And when you're plowing, the trenches that the plow cuts is called the...
ditch.
Or the
trenches.
Or the fur.
The fur, the plow turns the fur over.
When you're plowing with two horses, what do you call the one that walks in the fur?
The leader.
Okay. And say if you got rid of all the brush and trees on your land, you'd say you
clean up the ground.
What's that?
clean up the new ground, clean up the ground.
Okay. And say if you cut the hay off a piece of land and then enough grows back the same year so you can cut it again, what do you call that?
The meadow.
Or when you cut the hay for the second time, you call that the...
Oh,